I got a letter today from a fella. Wonder if he's around. Kodiak, can you turn the phone down? See if this guy's around. Maybe he's over 70, hope so. Never spoken to him before. I've never received a letter from him before. Okay.
Hello?
Hi, John.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Mishki.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got your letter today.
Oh, yeah?
Boy, you sound out of breath.
Yeah, I just was so busy and stuff.
Oh, sure, I understand. You're busy with all your different inventions.
Yeah, I keep trying to promote them and stuff, but it's difficult nowadays because the economy's so bad.
Uh-huh.
You know, that makes it hard.
Yeah, and you've made 500 different discoveries?
Yeah, it's hard to believe, but it's true.
And you've cured 4 different terrible human diseases.
Yeah.
That's what it says in the letter here.
Yeah.
And you've also written 5 new wonderful songs.
Yeah.
And you have 225 movie ideas.
Yeah. I'm trying to get them arranged through the Writers Guild of America, you know, with their authors. Uh-huh. And the government gives a little money, and
uh-huh.
I'm trying to get other money and all this, you know, and make a contract and give them 10%, you know, of the profit.
And you have 75 new proposed laws.
Yeah.
And, let's see. And you still don't have a cleaning lady.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? My brother kind of says it ain't cleaned up enough to bring one in.
Yeah.
We're kind of like bachelors and stuff, in a way. He's married, but I'm not. And so, you know, we just have trouble kind of working that out.
And you live with your brother?
Yeah.
How's that?
He has his office here and stuff, you know.
How's that going?
Oh, pretty good.
And you were involved with the CIA?
A little bit, yeah. I discovered several, chain letters and a little bit of espionage and a lot of different things. You know, and wrote Clinton, you know, and Bush. And so I'm hoping I might have to sue the devils, though, you know, and stuff, because they won't give you money unless you kind of press that issue that you are smart enough to have kind of a lucrative job at home, you know, and stuff.
It says here in the letter that you're worth over $10 billion.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. I mean, you know, maximum if everything works out and stuff.
Sure, I understand.
It might take 100 years before it all gets done.
I understand.
Yeah.
Well, it was an interesting letter. I sure enjoyed reading it. I just opened it during the show here, and I just wanted to call you.
Yeah? You know, if you could make a photocopy of that and send it to a senator in Congress, it might be nice, huh? You could maybe promote laws and stuff that would help the capitalists and stuff. And my idea is to help the capitalists and the inventors over the government.
Uh-huh.
And you know, a lot of business can't be done nowadays because there's too many technical laws.
Yeah.
You realize that too?
Oh, sure, John. One thing I'm curious about, which were the 4 diseases that you cured?
All mental illnesses, which took me 30 years and a lot of work. And 30 years of research.
Did you try any of that out on yourself at all, or?
No.
Okay.
But I mailed it into the U.S. Mental Research Institute and stuff like that, you know.
Right. What were the
mental clinic?
What were the other diseases, John?
Diabetes for identical twins.
Uh huh.
Strokes in 13 steps. And mental illness in 30 steps, and even a near cure, or at least a probable cure for muscular dystrophy, which I don't really believe yet.
And yet you invented it.
Yeah, and I invented it.
Huh. Well, I'd sure like to interview you next week. Can I call you and interview you on the air?
Will you pay me?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, I'll call you.
You just send me a check then, okay, when you get it done, okay?
I will, John.
Okay.
Okay, Johnny, I'll call you next week.
Okay, what day about?
Oh, Wednesday.
Okay.
All right.
Try to make it the afternoon, huh?
All right, in the afternoon, John.
Okay, bye.
I'll call you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that's an interesting way to end the show, I think.